This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Joe Biden said on Friday the U.S. economic crisis was deepening and that the government needs to take major action now to help struggling Americans. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The White House concedes the executive actions are just a lifeline to keep hurting families afloat. At a signing ceremony, Biden says economists of all stripes are telling him federal spending can help ease the economic crisis that's grown out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
With the interest rates as low as they are, historic lows, it is smart fiscal investment, including deficit spending.
And he says it will pay off.
Return on these investments in jobs and racial equity is going to prevent long-term economic damage and benefits that are going to far surpass their cost.
Biden's executive actions aim to get assistance flowing while Congress begins to consider his $1.9 trillion aid package. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump on the charge of incitement of insurrection will begin on the week of February 8th. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The schedule was announced by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says the House Monday will transmit the article of impeachment to the Senate.
Both the House managers and the defense will have a period of time to draft their legal briefs.
The former president's charged with incitement of insurrection. Schumer says it's important for the trial to take place despite GOP objections.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
This will be the first impeachment trial of a president no longer in office, which Republican allies suggest is a pointless effort. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. In the wake of this month's deadly attack at the U.S. Capitol, the Biden administration plans to take steps to counter domestic terrorism. AP's Jennifer King reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there's no denying the problem.
The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat.
Psaki says the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, along with Homeland Security and the FBI, will work with the National Security Council on a comprehensive threat assessment.
Addressing evolving threats, radicalization, the role of social media, opportunities to improve information sharing, operational responses.
The involvement of the Director of National Intelligence, an office created after the September 11th attack, suggests American authorities are looking to pivot to a more concerted focus on violence from radical extremists at home. Jennifer King, Washington.
Lloyd J. Austin, a West Point graduate who rose to the Army's elite ranks and marched through racial barriers in a 41-year career, won Senate confirmation on Friday to become the nation's first black Secretary of Defense. The 93-2 vote gave President Joe Biden his second cabinet member. Biden is expected to win approval for others on his national security team in coming days, including Anthony Blinken as Secretary of State. The new president is looking for Austin to restore stability at the top of the Pentagon, which went through two Senate-confirmed secretaries of defense and four who held the post on an interim basis during the Trump administration. IOC President Thomas Bach and local organizers are pushing back against reports that the postponed Tokyo Olympics will be canceled. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Now set to open July 23, the Tokyo Games were put off 10 months ago and now appears under threat again. The Times of London, citing unidentified government sources, has printed the Games will have to be cancelled. In a statement, the local organising committee, not addressing directly the Times story, says the Olympics are going forward and has the support of Japan's Prime Minister. While on Thursday, Bach said, "We have at this moment no reason whatsoever to believe the Games in Tokyo will not open on the 23rd of July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hank Aaron, who endured racist threats with stoic dignity during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's home run record, and then gracefully left his mark as one of baseball's greatest all-around players, died Friday. He was 86. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's longtime team, said he died peacefully in his sleep. No cause was given. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 down, but the Nasdaq slightly higher. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.